As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Welcome here to the Early Edge Sports Line. Michelle Yu, Gene Menez, and Jeff Hockman. God, you guys are a little confused right there. And we are back for the third leg of the Triple Crown. It's the Belmont Stakes coming up this weekend, but not at Belmont Park. To be held for the last time at Saratoga's Racecourse in upstate New York, which is where I am currently at. And we want to give you guys some of our best bets for the Belmont Stakes coming up. So welcome, guys. Are you ready for this third leg of the Triple Crown?
I'm definitely ready, Michelle. Our first two Triple Crown races went well, maybe not necessarily from a betting perspective, but we're back at it for the third and final leg, which is the Belmont Stakes. And the Belmont Stakes card is one of the best betting cards in horse racing the entire year. So don't miss out.
Yes, Michelle, the Belmont is my favorite of the three just because I love the undercard that comes with it. So I'm ready to rock and roll. Let's give the people what they want.
All right. The people want to know, who's our best bet? And neither of you guys are picking the winner. Jeff, who is your best bet on the Belmont card or on the Belmont Stakes, actually?
I love Chief Wallaby here, Michelle and Gene. Number three, I'm going to go Win and Place. Look, we all know he's got the pedigree, class, and speed are all there. It's the mental aspect that has cost him better placing. He encountered some significant traffic trouble, but he managed to finish a strong fourth in the Derby. I am impressed with his works at Saratoga, five furlong bullet work on May 23rd. And I like the fact that he's going to be wearing blinkers for the second time. That's an angle that I've always liked. So for me, I think he's putting it all together. I think he's going to be closer to the pace than in his previous races. And I just like Chief Wallaby here, Win in Place. And I will say, this is his fifth career start. Renegade won the Florida Derby in his fifth career start.
Now, I have to go back. I don't remember. Did you like Chief Wallaby pre-Derby also or no?
I think I picked him second.
Okay.
I think I picked him second. But you and I were on the same page in the Derby with Renegade.
I know. And you're completely jumping ship.
So is Gene.
You're not using Renegade either as your top pick for the Belmont?
You know, Michelle, I am not. And our listeners – better beware because Jeff and I actually like the same horse in the Belmont Stakes. That's Chief Wallaby. That's probably a sign that you should go bet Golden Tempo or Otino or something like that. But as Jeff said, you know, Chief Wallaby was close to the early pace meltdown in the Kentucky Derby. He was within 3¾ lengths of that hot pace set up front. And when he turned for home, he actually was about to split a hole when he got bumped. And most importantly, right after that, he didn't give up. I really like that he still was able to finish strong in that race and finish fourth place, not too far behind the winner, Golden Tempo. Now, he's had 5 weeks since the Kentucky Derby. As Jeff said, this will be his second race with the blinkers on. And he turned in a bullet workout for the Belmont Stakes. Now, the pace scenario for the Belmont shapes up to be much more beneficial to someone like Chief Wallaby than the late runners Renegade and mm-hmm. Golden Tempo and others. There's only one speed horse in the Kentucky Derby, and that's Power Shift. And he's actually never even been on the lead. So expect Chief Wallaby to be right behind, stalking that pace, and get a jump on the deep closers as they're turning for home.
All right. Well, you guys are fair weather fans at best, because I am not going to suffer the wrath of Micropoli. I am going to keep Renegade as my top selection for the Belmont. He did everything but win the Kentucky Derby. I think that Power Shift is in there to ensure a lively pace for him. Now, I don't want to call him a rabbit necessarily, but I do think that he's going to keep it to be an even tempo. And I'll say this, I don't think Renegade is a horse that actually needs to have a lightning fast pace up front that's going to completely collapse for him to develop his closing kick. We saw how good that kick has worked at multiple different racetracks, and I think that he delivers it no matter what. Whereas I feel like Golden Tempo might be a little bit more susceptible if there isn't a big pace to run at. So I'm going to go ahead, stick with Renegade as my top selection. I'm going to bet him to win. I guess if you don't trust him as much, you could bet him to place also. But not just best bets, guys. Let's also talk about some exotic wagers. Gene, I'll start with you this time. Tell me what you're doing as far as an exotic standpoint.
Well, Michelle, I got to tell you, I'm not throwing out Renegade, because the two horses that I think have the best chance of winning the Belmont Stakes are Chief Wallaby and Renegade, the Kentucky runner-up. He comes with his late run every time. Everybody saw the troubled trip that he had coming out of the gate in the Kentucky Derby. Jockey Irad Ortiz kind of veered him to the right out of the starting gate. He got bumped and he almost got knocked sideways. Now, I tell you what, that trouble may actually have benefited Renegade, because he wasn't dragged into that hot pace meltdown that some other horses like Commandment were, and he was at the back of the pack. As you mentioned, unlike Golden Tempo, I think Renegade has the ability to close into soft fractions. So I don't think he's dependent on a pace meltdown like Golden Tempo is. So my exotic bet is going to be a trifecta. Now, I should mention, the trifecta at Saratoga Springs is a very penal 24% takeout rate. So you want to keep this a very small percentage of your bets. But I've got a trifecta with Chief Wallaby and Golden Tempo over four horses. Power Shift, who is the likely lone leader on Saturday, Chief Wallaby, Golden Tempo, and Emerging Market. Those four horses in second and third, and that combination, that bet is 12 combinations.
All right, Jeff, what about you? What are you going to do as far as an exotic standpoint?
Yeah, so I agree with both of you. I think Renegade is going to be first or second. He's my pick for second, so I'm going to do an exacta box. Chief Wallaby, we're going to include Renegade. Look, he's never run a bad race, right? He's finishing the money all times, earning over $2 million. He's actually never lost two races in a row. So that's pretty intriguing. I'm going to use Emerging Market. He's lightly raced, two wins from three starts. Now, he finished 10th in the Kentucky Derby, but he has a legitimate excuse. If you remember, he lost a shoe early on, and that basically, you know, that he lost all chance right there. His speed figures are pretty good. Flavian Pratt, he's going to remain on board. That's always a good sign. And I'm also going to use number 7, Commandment. Johnny V hops aboard for Brad Cox. He had a rough trip in the Derby as well. Disappointing 7th place finish. He had won 4 in a row, including the Grade 1 Florida Derby and the Grade 2 Fountain of Youth. I think people are sleeping on him a little bit. So I'm going to use Commandment in my exacta. So it goes 3, 4, 7, and 8 in exacta box. And do note, Saratoga's takeout on exactas is a lot less, relatively speaking, than other racetracks.
I love it. Level low takeout scenario. And Jeff, I'm just nosy. That looks like a win picture of at Santa Anita Park behind your head. Who's the win picture of?
Straight No Chaser in the Breeders' Cup Sprint. Yes, that's my boy. I had some shares of him through my racehorse. So much fun, really Michelle. Cool. So much fun. Yeah.
I got to go to Saudi with him, you know.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I went to Saudi when he was at Saudi. So, but yes.
Yeah.
Just so want to know because I'm very nosy.
Yeah, he's retired a stud now, so I'm collecting my stud fees.
73 cents at a time. I love it.
Yeah. I have multiple shares of him, so I'm doing a little better.
I love it. All right. My exacta is going to be Renegade, the winner, guys. I'm also going to include Growth Equity, who is the other Chad Brown. He's actually got 3 in this race. And I know, Jeff, you like emerging market. I think Growth Equity is going to sit the trip that you guys assume that Chief Wallaby is going to sit really close to maybe a tepid pace. He has, I feel like, some upside. I like the way he won the Peter Pan. And I just think that he's going to get that first jump on the rest of these horses. So I'm going to include him. And then I do want to include the Derby winner because I don't think that that was a complete flop. And, you know, I didn't end up picking him, but Gene and I had talked about him extensively going into the week of Derby and how this distance really suits him. So I don't think he's going to have that pace meltdown that he really needs to get up for the W, but I still think he's going to be able to run a good race in there. So I'm going to include him in my exacta box and think that any of these 3 combinations can run 1-2. You know, you guys scare me a little bit with Chief Wallaby, but I don't think he's going to win. I think he's probably like Tacitus 2.0. I think he's going to run another good 4th. No, you're shaking your head no at me.
If he does, I'm out on Chief Wallaby. This is just the race that I pegged him that he was going to win. I think he's improving with each start. He's going to put it all together. And Saturday's my birthday. So if you think the gambling gods will be with me on my birthday, I'll be 54 on Saturday. Then ride with Gene and myself. No disrespect to Michelle whatsoever.
I love it. Well, happy early birthday to you, Jeff. All right, guys, I also want to prep real quick. People that are looking for our picks, we do this grid that we've done since Kentucky Derby week where we pick top 3 horses from all the stakes races. It has been so much fun, and I feel like there's this great rivalry going on between us. And the picks are almost in for this, right, Gene?
They're almost in. I'm the only one who's lacking, but they will be up by the time of race one on Saturday. There are 7 stakes races on Saturday, including 6 grade ones. We'll go through each one, the top 3 finishers in each race, including our best bet of the day and our best long shot.
Looking forward to all of that. Gene, you got to get your handicapping hat on because Jeff and I are all ready to go for that showdown. Guys, thank you so much for joining me. Best of luck to your Belmont Stakes best bets. You can catch everybody on Sportsline. And I'm sure Jeff is going to be hanging out in the Discord if you're looking to chitter chatter. Here's another look at our wagers. Good luck and make sure you cash some tickets.
Now streaming only on Paramount Plus.
Chicago. It's my home.
The acclaimed series, The Chi, reaches its final chapter.
This The Chi. Anything's possible.
The Chi, the final season now streaming, only on Paramount+.